Last year, Honolulu City officials began a study to renovate the Neil Blaisdell Center complex. They're being helped in the effort by a national fellowship, bringing resource people from other states to weigh in on the project. Let's get some background for the public planning workshop set for next Tuesday, February 10th. How can the Blaisdell Center be reimagined as a vibrant culture and arts district? That's the question facing Honolulu now that a possible renovations become redevelopment. City Planning Director George Atta says seeing Lincoln Center in Manhattan opened their eyes to possibilities.
The administration is hoping to use the Blaisdell Center master plan as a catalyst for the creation of a performing arts and culture district that would extend beyond the block.
The city is looking at 22.4 acres in the block around Blaisdell Center, which was built mostly in 1964. Maintenance costs are increasing, the exhibition and meeting spaces compete with more modern venues, and the arena is underutilized.
Any planning student looking at a map of the site will see that the biggest vacant spaces on the site is McKinley High School. There's big sections of McKinley that has potential for more.
McKinley High School, Thomas Square, the Honolulu Museum, Hawaiian Electric, the new Symphony Condo, and the coming Ward Rail Station are all seen as neighborhood stakeholders.
If we can work with DOE and their 21st century school idea can be integrated with the idea of an arts and culture district, the Honolulu Museum has already talked to McKinley about an arts education collaboration. I think if there's enough excitement, these sidebar conversations may become projects of their own.
Director Atta says he personally thinks the concert hall just needs a renovation, while the arena is obsolete and the exhibition hall is a candidate for redevelopment. Historic preservationists may differ.
Whatever we build there has to have a business plan that will help to maintain it into perpetuity.
Currently, the parking lot is the biggest steady revenue generator on that campus, followed by the exhibition hall. The arena and concert hall tend to lose money. Any construction would have to be phased so as not to eliminate income flow.
Now, some people may like that big, long front of the concert hall with coconut trees, but how much are we willing to pay for big, expansive lawns and open space, which it has a maintenance cost but does not generate revenue.
Director Atta says architecture or artwork could create an iconic symbol of the city, as the Opera House does for Sydney.
The Blaisdell serves as a venue for dozens of high school graduations, everything from highbrow art to senior days, everything under the sun. So it is a community space, and that we don't want to change. We're not catering to tourists. It is first and foremost a community space.
Consultants plan to produce several alternatives by the end of the year.
We're still looking at all options.
The first public workshop on the Neil Blaisdell Master Plan happens Tuesday, February 10th, 6 p.m. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.